How to take care of yourself in the city. The next day, the boys were up bright and early. After a good breakfast, they talked over the program for the day.
I think we had better just take a walk this morning, Arthur said, so that you can see how things look. Everything will be new to you. We'll take a streetcar downtown and walk around where the big stores and the tall office buildings are. They call these buildings skyscrapers because they're so high.
When the car had reached the street at which they were to get off, both boys stepped from the platform with their faces toward the front. Then George started to cross the street just behind the car.
Wait a minute, said Arthur. Stand right here in the middle of the street until our car gets out of the way so that we can see what is coming. Look! There's a car coming right in our direction, and it might have hit us if we had started to cross the street without looking. If you want to keep from being run down by a streetcar that is moving in the other direction from the one you have just left, you must always look both ways before starting to cross the street.
After the way was clear, the boys walked quickly to the sidewalk and turned to watch the street traffic. What a different sight it was from the quiet country roads. It was the hour when thousands of men and women were going to their places of work. The sidewalks were crowded with hurrying people. The streets were full of automobiles and heavy trucks and clanging cars. As George looked at the strange sight in the busy city, he said to his cousin,
"My! I wonder how so many people can cross these crowded streets without being run over."